May 11th, 2023. I am Stella Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And welcome to everyone on whatever platform you are listening on. I appreciate it, as always. And as always, I wish everyone, or hope everyone, here's that word, hope everyone is having a wonderful day. Hello, hello, girl, welcome. You're number one today. Captain Jimmy, welcome back. And Frankie, as always, welcome, welcome. Okay, welcome everyone. Happy Thursday. And for just to start everything off, I just want to tell everyone this is going to be a short show today. So let's get started. I was going to do Thursday Fun. I don't know if you guys saw that I had that topic up. I changed it this morning. So it can be fun, but it's not a Thursday Fun show technically. Okay, so today I want to talk about when you come late, and then the rest is about, I don't know if you guys ever go in and when you look on people's shows what their shows are about, you can actually tap on it and you can see what the outline of the show is. So everyone has an idea of what the show is and where the show is going. So basically the title is, well, not basically, the title is When You Come Late, You Miss the Plot of the Movie. And, you know, there are people who, and I'm one of those people. I'm one of those people who, you know, if you come late to a movie, don't ask me what the movie's about. I'm one of those people that when I did go to the cinema, I would get there early, whatever. You know, you want to get a good seat. I don't want to be sitting all the way in the front. I don't want to be all the way in the back. You know, you kind of want to get the seat that you want. But you have those people who always come in late. Those people who always come late for a movie. Filthy Breakfast, welcome. You always have those people who come late for a movie, and then they want to ask, what's the movie about? What happened? Well, if you got here on time, you would know what happened. Same thing if, you know, if you're watching a movie at home or a TV show, whatever. You know, someone in your house knows that, I'm just using this as an example. You know, someone knows that Law and Order comes on at this particular time. they know the show's on. They come in 30 minutes later and they want you, and they are coming in when someone's getting arrested or whatever, and they want you to give a play-by-play of what happened the first 29 minutes of the show. You know, for me, I'm not one of those people. I'm not one of those people who want to give you a blow-by-blow replay of what happened. Crazy, welcome. Shelby Jack, welcome, welcome. You know, I'm not one of those people, but you have those people who come in late. You know, and some people are even saying, and again, I haven't been to a movie theater in years, but I do have people who ask, what happened? What went on other things? Ace, welcome. T-Gun, welcome. And to everyone who came in a little later, this is going to be a short show. But there are some people who are saying that people who come in late for a movie, after the movie starts, that there should be an extra fee. Like, if you don't come in, like, at least when the trailers are playing, that you should have to pay an extra fee. Because once the movie starts, people want to watch the movie. They don't want to have to get up and while you're going, oh, pardon me, pardon me, pardon me, you know, whatever. And you're interrupting them. Do you all agree? Do you disagree? GP, welcome, welcome. You know, so let's see, Captain said, Jimmy says he disagrees with that. Ace says, just don't charge me for coming in late to a show, work and all. You don't right pay me. You don't right. Oh, you damn right pay me. Okay. I'm like, what are you talking about? Okay, you damn right pay me. I mean, because are you ruining the experience for someone else when you come in late? And when you think about it, not just late to a movie or something like that, but if you come in late to a meeting, you know, at work, and, you know, everyone's listening to whatever, and you're like, well, you know, what's she talking about? You know, what did I miss? Well, you know, if you were here on time, and I'm not talking about that person who comes in, you know, late once every so often. I'm talking about the people who are repeat offenders and they're consistently late for everything. I mean, you know, you have that one friend, at least I do, who no matter what, no matter where we are going, she will always call 10 minutes before we're supposed to leave and say, hey, can you all wait for me? I'm going to be late. And I just started saying no. I'm like, I'll meet you there. Which she got pissed, whatever. But I told her, you're always the one that's late. Everyone else is ready to go. If we talked to you the night before, whatever. And some people say, well, you know, for those people, maybe you need to tell them that you're leaving a half hour early, whatever. But it's like, why should I? Why should we have to tell someone you're leaving a half hour, hour early just so they'll be on time? Can you not set your alarm? Can you not get up? You know, so, see, Ace says there shouldn't be a fee arriving late to a movie. The movie prices are already ridiculous. Yes, there are. And T-Gun says, don't get labeled a slacker, be responsible and prompt. Okay. Ace, I'm going to pass that one over. Angela says, my stepdaughter is always late for everything. We started giving her time 2 hours before, so she'd be on time. I mean, I think that's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous to have to, you know, tell someone, you know, 2 hours before. So my question is your stepdaughter late for work? I mean, if she's supposed to start at 9, does the job say that you start at 7? So if you can, you know, give your job the courtesy of being on time, why not give that to your mother, your father, your friend, whatever, you know? And then Jimmy says, that's why you call it 30 minutes before you go. Therefore, it should be on time. But again, Jimmy, if I talk to you the night before and I say, you know, we're leaving at 9, why can't you just be there when we're ready to go? Why do I have to tell you 30 minutes before? But again, are these people late for work? Are these people late, you know, if they're, you know, for a doctor's appointment or for a dental appointment? Because there are some dental offices and doctor, you know, places that will charge you. They will charge you for being late. Or, you know, they'll say if you don't, you know, if you're not there within a certain time, they reschedule you, and some places they charge you and people pay it. You know, so you know, but and then Crazy says there's situations, but when it's consistent like that, that's what I'm saying. If it's a repeat offender, if you're a repeat offender, I'm not going to consistently have to tell you I'm leaving 30 minutes before. I'm leaving 2 hours before. Why can't you just be there? Because it gets to the point where it's disrespect. No. I know, Ace. I know. Okay, Crazy says, I'm not going to say we are leaving early because you are late all the time. I'm going to go see you there. Crazy, I am with you. You're late all the time. I will see you there. And those people, I tell them when they say, oh, well, I'm riding with you. No, you're going to have to drive yourself because I'm not waiting for you and I will leave you. Let's see. Angela says she's late for everything. She's the boss of her job, though. I asked her once why she's always late. She says she doesn't mean to be, thinks she has enough time, so she piddles around and late. See? See? And then A says, my ADHD brain often causes me to lose track of time. I have to find a system works for me or I would miss everything essentially. Okay? And GB says, always show up late to a date to establish dominance. Show up late to a date, I won't be sitting there. Jimmy says, I was always taught to get to my destination 5 minutes early, raised in a military household. Jimmy, you know, hey, D, well, welcome. I had a conversation with someone where I told them that my mother would always tell my sister and I, be ready when the driver's ready. And there were times when my mother would say, you know, if you're going with me or if you want to ride, if you want to ride to school, if you want to do this or I'm going here, if you want to go, I'm leaving at such and such a time. And my sister and I would always piddle around and my mother would leave. She would leave. And the person I was telling this to was like, man, that's really cold. And I thought, you know, we got pissed. But as we got older, we were like, she had a point. And that made us where we were never late for work. And like Jimmy says, you know, get there five minutes early, you know, and you should be ready when the driver's ready. If someone is coming to pick you up, and this is one pet peeve of mine. If I go pick you up and I call you, and that's the thing, I'm calling you when I'm leaving the house. Crazy. I'm not picking on you, but I'm just going to use you as an example. Crazy. I'm leaving the house. You know, I'll be there in 30 minutes or I'll call you crazy. I'm off the freeway and you know how far it is from the freeway to your house. You know, so I'm like, I'll be there in 5 minutes and then I'm there and I call you. I say, okay, I'm downstairs or I'm outside and I still have to wait 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Sorry. I have a huge problem with that. Not only am I leaving, but don't get pissed. You have no right to get pissed off at me. But that's just me. Let's see. And Ace says, GP, I wish you show up late to a date with me. Honey, I found a new date while you were busy being late. Hello. Let's see. Ace says, my mother raised me military style, and the military saying sucks. Early is on time is late. Okay, let's see. Jimmy says, if you're asking for a ride, you best be up and ready or ready to go within a few minutes. No need to go slow and drag if you're the one begging for a ride. And Jimmy, you know, when we were younger, we literally, when people were picking us up, my parents would tell us, go stand outside on the porch so when they drive up, you're ready to go. And we were literally, sometimes, you know, sometimes the person was late, but we were outside and we were ready to go. And every time we got into the car, the parents always said, boy, you guys are always ready. You guys are always ready. And we were, except for when my mother said, you know, whatever. But, you know, and then Gray said, you just gonna leave me too? Yep. It's called showing, Jimmy says, it's called showing gratitude, being ready early. Yep. Left you high and dry. That's right. And Crazy said, that's true though. If you are catching a ride and late, that's all bad. And A says, Uber won't wait for you. And if they do, they're charging you for the wait. So don't do that to people that are being kind for free. And that's true, because if you call a cab, as soon as the cab gets to your place, the meter's running. The meter, they're turning that meter on. So if you take 10 minutes to get that downstairs, they're not stopping that meter. So if you're going to be on time for Uber or cab or whatever, why can't you be on time for your friends, your family? Because it's rude. And it's rude and it's disrespectful. So going back to the whole movie thing, I'm sorry. Don't ask me what the movie's about if you came in late. You know, don't ask me what the movie, don't ask me. Because look at the back of the video box or the whatever box, whatever. Go Google it. you have a phone, Google it. At least most people do. And Crazy said, that's right, exactly. I'm not your free cab and waiting. Don't talk, period. Sit down and shut up. Yes, Crazy. Just sit down and shut up. And Philly Brooks says, I'm always late. Cheers. But if I'm late, don't bug people about it. And Filthy Breakfast says, Crazy, you won't wait for me? Shelby's agreeing with Crazy. Guys, it may sound harsh and it may sound rude, but when you think about it, how many times have you been late for people and then, and if they said something, people get an attitude. Why are you getting attitude with me when I may be doing you a favor by picking you up? I'm giving you a ride, why are you pissed off at me? I'm not the one that did it. So the whole thing about, calling somebody 30 minutes before saying we're about to leave, depending upon where you live, you may need that 30 minutes just to drive over somebody's house. You may need that 30 minutes just to drive to wherever you're supposed to meet that person. At some point, when do you take individual responsibility and show up and on time? And that's just me. Or if you're unfastened or you jump in the bed of a truck. No problem. Thank you for popping up. Let's see. Another reason to travel alone. And GP, there are many things that I do where I tell people I'll meet you there. Which I want to go to the flip side. Crazy says, oh, hell no. If I got to drive out of my way, I'm going to wait for you, but I'm going to talk shit all the way there and back. Okay. All right. D says, how do you feel about people showing up an hour early for a function at your home? I think if people are going to show up early, they should tell you. I think if they say, for whatever reason, maybe if they live far and they thought that it was going to be a lot of traffic and it wasn't, they should at least call you on the way and say, hey, do you mind if I come early? So Dee, let me ask you, what reason would you have to show up an hour early? And crazy, this is why I always drive myself. Okay. I hate when people show up early. I'm usually not ready and dressed, and it annoys me. This is what I'm saying. So I think that you should give people a heads up. because you may be asked to wait in the car or way outside, which is going to piss the person off. I think 15 minutes is good if you're going to, you know, in terms of being early to someone's function, but an hour, there's too many things that people can do within that hour. You may still be in the shower. You may still be cooking. You may be, you know, trying to get the dogs, you know, rounded up. You may be, I mean, there's so many things that you can do within that hour that if you show up early, you're in the way. Let's see. Angela says, I pass out if that stepdaughter was ever on time without giving her a different time. I'm never late unless it's something beyond my control. It's embarrassing to be late. And it is. And beyond your control is, you know, you were on the freeway and traffic was fine. And then there was that accident. You know, I mean, no, I totally get it. Or there's an emergency, you know, something happened at home or whatever. I totally get it. There are times when you are going to be late, but I'm talking about the repeat offenders. And then A says, if I show up an hour early at your home, it's because I'm helping you prepare. Right. But you tell that person that you'll be there early. I do that with my mom. I show up early to her house just to help her set up. If you show up early, you're going to help. Crazy says, you show up early, you're going to help. And I'll be getting ready. D says, I just asked because the person showed up an hour and a half early at my house and couldn't understand why. I was just salty. And they surprised me by showing up early. I mean, and that's when you have to, and see, and that's where I don't think it's wrong for people to, you know, well, why are you pissed? Tell them why you're pissed. Tell them, excuse me, an hour and a half early? I mean, come on. Let's see. And T-Gun says, if they show up early at my house, they better be helping me shower. If they show up that early, they better be helping me clean my entire house. I mean, you know, so let me ask this. So say someone wants a ride home. Okay. You guys are at a party, at a barbecue, wherever, work, whatever. And they want to ride home. And you say, okay, I'm leaving at 3:00. And they say, okay. So at 2:30, you say, okay, I'm going to, you know, be getting ready to leave in a half hour. And I say, okay. But all of a sudden, I start having a lot of fun and I'm not ready to go. But I still want that ride home. And 3:00 comes and I'm not ready. And I'm like, oh, come on. You know, can you just stay? No, I'm leaving at 3:00. I told you I have to go and I'm leaving. Oh, you just can't wait. No, I said I'm leaving. You need to catch a ride with somebody else. Do you think you have, I mean, do you have the right to leave? I guess I wouldn't say you have the right to leave because yes, you have a right to leave. But do I have the right to get pissed off at you because you don't want to stay longer after I told you what time I was going to leave, and I gave you a 30-minute warning that, you know, it's almost 3:00. I'm going to leave. Okay, Crazy says, I'm leaving at 3:00. That means 3:00. If you ain't ready, I'm still leaving at 3:00. That's how I feel. Shelby says, bye. A says, can you tell my mom it's time to go, and she'll take another hour saying goodbye. D says, the car pulls out at 3:00. I may even leave at 2:45. I mean, you know, and this is what I'm saying. It's like for some people, just their sense of time, and they show up and they want you to give a play by play, or they you're having a conversation with someone, they come in at the tail end, don't really know what the context is, and then they start saying something else, and it's like, what are you talking about? You know, so again, see, Jimmy says you have the right to be upset with them if they don't want to go after you told them what time you're leaving. I mean, again, it's just courtesy. It's just common courtesy. Hey, Crazy. Welcome back.
Howdy. Yeah, I've been mad busy, so I'm sorry I missed a lot of shows.
That's okay.
I can't help but think that this is one of those situations, if you wouldn't like it done to you, don't do it to others. Like, but you can't tell me
that, that concept, though.
Yeah, well, that's too bad, because I stick to that concept. So that means that if I said that I've never been like, okay, if we both start having fun at the party, fine. If I decide to leave later, fine. But it ain't because you're going to leave later. If I say, yeah, maybe I'll stay another half an hour, and then a half an hour, you're like, no, one more half an hour. No, I'm leaving. The other party, in no way, shape, or form, in any of these instances, any of them, has any right to be upset with the party, the first party. None. Because one, you don't have a car, not my problem. You don't have a ride, not my problem. I'm not, whether that sounds like I'm being a, you know what? Oh, well, then I guess that's what I'm going to be. But like, you know, I'll be honest. I'm late a lot of times, but guess what? I don't expect anybody to wait for me. I don't get upset if they don't. I will meet you there. And I let everybody know, hey, you already know me. So just go on about your business. Please don't wait for me. Matter of fact, is what I tell my people. Don't wait for me. Go do what you do. I'll get there when I get there. You know what I mean? So like, I've never expected somebody else to rearrange their stuff for my inconsistencies. That's the difference. Like, people, that's basic respect, you know, basic, real bare minimum respect, bare minimum.
So, okay. So Jimmy says you were nice enough to tell them what time you were leaving. They shouldn't take advantage. And A says, find a new ride. I got shit to do. Okay. So is it taking advantage, or are they just expecting, or is this just an expectation that you will wait longer for them?
I mean, let's be real. If you're a person who doesn't set boundaries and stick by them, maybe their expectations of you are a little bit different. If you're always going, but that doesn't mean that just because someone expects something of you, that you have to all of a sudden, like, okay, maybe you're a person that didn't set good boundaries. Okay, maybe you're not good at telling people no. All right, no problem. That happens. That doesn't mean that they should expect that every time, because maybe this time you're tired of it. You know what I mean? So the expectations are your problem, not mine. So that's how I feel about that. Expectations cause problems. The easiest way to avoid problems is to lower your expectations of people. Your expectations of how they're going to treat you versus how their expectations of how you're going to let them take advantage of you. People get mad because they're unable to push the boundary and take it. Not always take advantage of it, but a lot of times it is, because they know they can. And that also has to do with the person and boundaries. I promise you, nobody that knows me would get mad at me and be like, because if I said something, I meant that. And there was no question. There's not a maybe. There's not a nothing. Because if it was a maybe, I would have said, well, I might leave at 3. I might leave at 3:34. Just, I might even say, hey, let me know, you know, what you think. Because if I'm okay with that, then that's okay. But you getting mad, because let's say you get mad at me because I say I'm leaving at 3 and you didn't want to, but you still now want to leave at 3, but you're catching an attitude while you're leaving with me at 3. Now your ride at 3 is gone too, because I don't need your attitude. So,
you know, you make a good point, and I'm looking at what A says. A says, if I say I got to go at a certain time, I mean it. I got kids and I'm their sole caretaker, but I don't want to wait for no one when it comes to my kids. Period. Now, Ace, I'm with you 100%. But there are people who think that they know your life. And what I mean by that is, I had a job once. This was before I was married, before I had kids, whatever. And my boss wanted me to work overtime. And I said, no. I said, I have to go. And he said to me, why? You don't have kids. You aren't married. And I looked at him. You know, so it's like, you know, is there that expectation there? Is there that expectation that, you know, that you can take me home because you don't have a family? I'm like, you don't know if I have six months. Oh, I was in human resources so fast the next day. You know, I mean, believe me. But it's like, you know, don't assume that, well, crazy, well, you aren't married, so why can't you take me home? Or why can't you do, I mean, it's like, so? How do you know that I don't go volunteer? You just don't know, and it's none of your business.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. Regardless of what it is, it's none of your business.
It is none of
your business. Don't ask me why, because the answer you get after that, you're not going to like. Why? What do you mean, why? Because I said so. I don't know what else to tell you.
Okay, so going back to the movie thing then, the same thing with being late, you know, if I'm leaving at 3 or if I'm leaving at 9 and you're not there and I'm not giving you 30 minutes, whatever, should a movie theater charge, I mean, even though movie prices are high, but if you're coming in late and you're disturbing everyone else when you're coming in, should you have to pay an extra $2 fee for coming in after the main movie starts?
To who? You're paying it to the theater? The theater's not inconvenienced. I am. Give me the $2. So why would they pay the theater? Now, if people are sitting around you, you know, I mean, if they put some kind of stipulation, you know, you got to Venmo, like, everybody in the seats around you, because you got to tell everybody, excuse me, that's different. But paying an extra fee to the theater, that's absurd. You didn't bother the movie theater. They don't give a damn if you're late or early or anything like that.
All right. Okay, so I mean, I don't know that if they paid the movie theater enough. I mean, are you going to get pissed at some point where the last 5 times you went to the movie theater, you had to pay an additional $2? Would that prevent you from being? Would that be a deterrent?
No, okay. I doubt it. Okay. Because the movie theater, what did they do? They just may charge you a little bit extra, and you still went and you seen the movie and you did whatever. The thing is that I think I'd be more mad that the movie theater got more money and I was the one who was inconvenienced. I would probably stop going to that theater and be like, well, now you can't have my money either because I'm still inconvenienced and you're getting paid for it. That don't make any sense to me.
Okay. All right. A says it's an expectation and it could be partially your fault. They have that expectation, but an expectation doesn't make it right. Jimmy says, I always tell people I'll be there a certain time and I'm leaving at this time for events, parties, etc. If they're coming with me, they better be ready or I'm leaving them. I've never got a complaint from any of the people I gave a ride to. A says companies have the expectation, especially for people without kids. I wouldn't doubt the same happens with personal relationships. And yes, that does happen with personal relationships. Jimmy says no, because you already shoot yourself in the foot and rob yourself if you're late to the movie. Okay, so going back to the movie thing. Now, back in my day, you would go to a movie, and if you were late, you can sit there and you can watch when the movie started again, you can watch it and people would just get up at the part where they came in. Then they started saying, well, no, you come in late, you miss the movie, then too bad, you have to leave. Do you think that you should be able to sit in a movie and watch, if you came in late, watch it up to the point where you came in?
You know what? If you don't want people to be late, as soon as the movie starts, you know, when they dim the lights right at just as those trailers are about to quit, shut the doors and make it well, so you can go out, but people can't come in.
Okay, so you're saying lock the doors for people. So do you think that would be a deterrent that I pay? I don't even know how much it costs to go to the movies now, but I'm just going to say $20. I pay $20 to go to the movie, and I'm running in there, and like you said, well, you didn't make it. Too sad, so sad, too bad. Do I get my money back, or I'm just out of luck because I'm missing the beginning of whatever?
I think they should transfer it. I mean, in no way, shape, or form, the only thing that I have any say here is the movie theater themselves are not inconvenienced. It's the people in the theater. So they should give them, either give the money back or transfer it to another movie or go watch one. There's usually like 2 or 3 playing like 30 minutes away or something. Right. How do you, Because how, but see, okay, if you do that, right, let's say you do cut off people for being late, what if they really had a legit reason? You see, that's how you're inconveniencing and punishing people who might have a real reason. And some people don't come in there causing all kinds of ruckus. They're just like, hey, sorry. And, you know, and they sit down and they do their thing. Now, the ones that come in and they're rustling around and still on the phone when they walk in and they have to go down the aisle because they ordered the middle seat. Because here in Texas, you have to assign your seats. You don't walk in and sit.
Wait, at a movie theater?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I don't know about all of them, but all the ones I go to, they're all reclining chairs and you order the seat ahead of time.
Wow. Yeah. Like I said, I have not been in a movie theater since 2005. So. I have no clue what goes on in a movie theater, but back then you were able to sit wherever you wanted.
I mean, don't get me wrong, they're very nice recliner seats now and that stuff, and very accessible for people with, you know, disabilities and stuff like that. And so, I mean, that's great. But yeah, you're assigned seats. So if you ordered the middle of the middle row because you want to be visit with the screen and whatever, and you show up late, and it's maybe if it's a couple minutes in the movie, but I'll be honest, it pisses me off more when people are late just a couple minutes, because the beginning of the movie is usually when you need to pay attention. And now you've redirected my attention to you and your mess if you're being messy. So that's why
I said, you come in late, you miss the plot of the movie. You do, yeah, because the first couple of minutes is what you need to see. You know, somebody may get murdered at that time, or, you know, something crucial that's going to be a surprise at the end, you know, whatever. So, you know. Oh, and then Shelby says no, because people would stay and watch the movie again and again. But back in the day, you were able to sit and you would go to the movie and stay there all day watching the movie over and over. You would get a cartoon. And you would get two movies. You would get one movie, a cartoon, and then you would get another movie.
Until they got greedy, the lights, and they got to clean, and they're like, get up and get out. We got to clean the theater in between every movie. They kick you out. You can't sit there.
Let's see. GB says, if you're late at work, bring donuts. A says, we can't ever know someone's circumstances, which makes it hard to charge someone. I mean, you're right. But, you know, I'm just mainly talking about those repeat offenders who just constantly, no matter if it's at a movie theater, if it's work, if you're picking them up, if you all are just, you know, going out for breakfast, someone is always late. And again, I have someone who, if we go out somewhere, it's like, don't order, wait for me to order. And it's like, we waited a couple of times after that. No. And then they come, they're like, well, how come you're always late? We're hungry. Okay, we're hungry. Why do we always have to wait for you to order? That's just crazy.
No, that's that. I'm sorry. I'm telling you right now that I don't agree with that. But that also is per group, you know. Some groups, they'll get, even the other people in the group will get mad at you because you want to order. But I'm going to tell you right now, if my ass is at a restaurant and you're late, I'm already going to be two margaritas in and a plate of like carne asada nachos or something. Because if you get there late and I haven't had nothing to drink, or then we're really going to have a problem, because now I got an attitude, you know, because that's like, you know, you just ruined the whole thing. So that's one of the reasons why I stopped going out around certain people, because it was like that. But see, that's also something you can control. You can stop going out with that person. You can stop expecting anything from them. Just go on about your business. And if it becomes a problem, like a group problem, then that's kind of sad, you know. Like, that's why I guess my friends know, like, you know, like, hey, that's fine. You show up whenever you want, but please don't expect me to wait for you in any way, shape, or form. That means rides, driving, drinks, ordering. I might not order dinner, but I'm gonna order something. The table is gonna have something on it. Just because you're late, we're not all waiting and being, because if you're 30 minutes late, I'm probably gonna be drunk by the time you get there. So then I don't care what time you show up. So.
Okay, so here's another scenario. I'm treating you to dinner. Let's say I'm treating maybe four people to dinner. two people show up like a half hour late. Should I have to pay for your food if we've already started eating?
If you offered to pay for the dinner and they, now if they show up, like I'm talking about everybody's done.
Well, no, I'm not talking about everyone's done, but it's like, but we have already started and we're into our meal and you all come in laughing. Hey, what's up, girl? You know, and y'all laughing and whatever. I mean, should I have to pay for your meal? Even though I said, isn't it rude to, if I'm the host, don't you still show up on time? I mean, give me a little respect.
Yes, that's a respect thing, but I personally, I'll just speak for my behalf. If I offered to treat you and you show up within a reasonable amount of time, I don't mean 2 hours later after we already done ordered, ate, everybody's basically just drinking drinks at the bar and now you want to come in and we're done, you know, that's different. So like, but if you come in, you know, I mean, if I offered to pay for your food and you come in a reasonable time and we're still, you know, having a good time, still drinking, still actually active instead of cleaning up. Now, if you come in when everybody's already picking up their purses and, you know, like all that stuff, then no, I'm sorry, I'm not. Now, okay. they might throw a 20 on the table and be like, look, if you want to stay and eat, here you go, but I'm not going to stay with you. You know what I mean? So, like, but yeah, no, it is. It's about respect. And you should say something. A lot of times people just keep letting it go. And as long as you keep letting it go, people will push that boundary.
But that's what I'm talking about. It's like, why, you know, the boundary thing, which I think is ridiculous that you even have to do that. But you do have those people who will get upset, like, well, why are you getting so upset? Or why? I mean, do you not know? Do you seriously not know why I'm pissed? Do you seriously not know why I left? And you, when I said I was going, you know, that we were leaving a certain time, you were supposed to write with me that I left. Do you really not understand why I did that?
Nope, most people do, but that doesn't mean, I know personally, I'm not talking about every time. I'm not saying say something every time, but there should be one time, like if it really bothers you like that, you should, you know, look, I'll tell somebody, look, I know you know why I'm mad, but I'm gonna go ahead and let you know one time and one time only. Like, you know what I mean? Like you, and now from that point on, whatever. And if you don't want to, it's fine because you're right. And I've said this a bunch of times. You say you can't cut off people without telling them why. Yes, I can. Because they already know what they did. I promise you they know what they did.
I know they know. And that is why I tell people ahead of time, if you're asking me for a ride, I will tell you, if you are not ready, be ready. Be ready when the driver's ready. If I'm picking you up at 9, I will be there. You know, I expect you to be ready. I mean, people know. I mean, people say, well, dang, you know, you acting like a, you know, whatever. I don't care. Then don't ride with me. Go ride with somebody else.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now that don't fly with me. And it's, but I also am not, I don't have a problem setting boundaries. I have no problem setting boundaries and not pushing my own boundaries. Meaning me telling you, yeah, I'm still leaving, but you came out at 3, whatever, 30, whatever, and I was still there. Oh, I thought you said you were leaving 3. I was, and if you catch an attitude, you're still not going to get a ride. So please don't. Like, I don't have to do anything. And again, I've told people many times, I don't care if I sound like a dick. Because I am. Because I value my time. You don't value my time. That's your problem and not mine.
Okay. All right. Let's see. D says, asking for trouble if the theater door closes and I have to pay as part of going to the movies. People are late. And if you are there, accept it, the fact that it happens. I mean, I can accept the fact that that it happens. But, you know, some people also, when they come in, they're loud. You know, it's like, you know, well, can you move over a seat? You know, well, I want the seat. Why am I moving over? I'm not moving over. You know, if there's those two seats that are in the middle, then you climb, unfortunately, you have to climb over everybody to get the middle seats as opposed to everybody shifting down one. So no, I'm not. You know, so yeah, I will accept the fact that it happens, but also accept the fact that if somebody doesn't want to accommodate you, then accept that also.
Right.
Power girl, welcome. So, I mean, I don't know. I just think that when you come in late, like I said, if you're at home watching a movie, you want to know what the movie's about, look at the back of the box, Google it, whatever, push the little info button, and you can see what the movie's about. Don't ask me to give you a play-by-play. Well, now, who is that? And then why is she going over there? Now, he killed her because, no, you should have been there. You need to catch it on a repeat. It will be playing again in 2 hours. Watch it.
No, that's the truth. I'm telling you, you better not ask me nothing, because I'm going to tell you to shut up.
I mean, seriously, you know, and then you have those people who talk. You know, what about those people who talk through the movie? You know, whether you're at the movie theater or you're, like I said, you're at home.
No.
Can you please just be quiet? Do you have to talk through the entire movie?
Seriously? Shut up. Shut up.
Seriously? Now, I'm not going to lie. You know, when I'm watching a TV show or movie by myself, I may say something or I'll talk at the screen or whatever, but I'm by myself. I don't do that if I'm not doing play with, if I'm with somebody else. I'm not, you know, I'm not doing that, you know, but, okay. And I have one last question, y'all. Okay. Should people bring to an adult movie their children? And if they do, bring their children. Should people who are at the movie, watching the movie, who have paid that $20 for the movie, have the expectation that if your child starts howling and screaming, you get up and take the child out? You don't sit there because you don't want to miss the movie. See, I think you get up and you take that child out. If you miss the movie or part of the movie, sorry, but that's, you know, don't ruin it for everybody else. Everyone else should not have to hear your child cry. And I'm not talking about just a little peep. I'm talking about a consistent disruption. Get up and take your child out. Or next time, don't bring them to an adult movie. Now, if you're at a kids movie and everybody yells, yeah, that's what you expect. But if you go to a movie where it's an adult movie and you bring your child, lesson learned, you can't come see the movie that particular day because you couldn't get childcare, or get up and take your kid out and miss the movie.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Yeah, I'm sorry. If you're in a movie and your child can't behave, you need to leave. I've had to. I wouldn't take them to a super adult movie, but one that's, you know, kind of, I don't know, a little more adult, but still like an action good movie. Damn.
Just, like, if it's like depending upon the child and their attention span, you may be able to. And when I say child, I'm talking about somebody like a toddler, even, you know, 6-7 year. I mean, because a 14-year-old is going to, when you tell them to be quiet, for the most part, they will. I mean, right. they know. But, you know, when you're bringing, I mean, people have brought babies to a theater, and it's like, oh, you know, they're expecting that child is going to sleep through. Well, no. I mean, what if the movie theater people start laughing or, you know, screaming or whatever, clapping, whatever, you know, it's like your child is going to wake up, maybe more than likely, and they're going to start crying or get fussy. You have to get up and leave. Sorry.
Right. Sorry. Yeah. I ain't sorry.
Sorry.
The toddler's sleeping, or, you know, I mean, whatever. That's, you know, I've seen people bring babies and they slept through the whole thing. You know, I mean, because the theater's generally pretty quiet. That's fine. But yeah, if your kid starts having a fit or whatever, and you can call me a Karen all you want, if I can't hear that damn movie for more than 5 minutes, if you're not going to leave, I'm going to go get somebody to get you to leave. Because I'm not.
And this is what I'm saying. So at what point do people say, you know, I know I'm the problem here, or my kids the problem here, but they don't. Because they don't want to be inconvenienced, but you're letting your child, or you're inconveniencing everyone else. And Jimmy says, no, people should never bring a child to an adult movie. That's disrespectful to others. If you get up and deal with it outside, that's fine. But don't just sit there with your kid and let them yell. He says, agree with you at the movie, wedding, church, wherever. Let's talk about your kid. And Dee said, at a wedding. And I know y'all have seen some articles on this stuff and whatever. Not only do you come late to a wedding. Well, you know what? No, I'm going to flip it around. I have literally only been to, including my own, where I was 5 minutes late. I have only been to one wedding that was on time. To this day, I don't go to weddings. I don't go. If people invite me to a wedding, I don't go. And invariably, people will say, yeah, the wedding started an hour late, started this and this. Don't you think that is rude? And I have seen people at weddings where they have gotten up and they've left. Should you have to sit there and wait for the wedding to begin if the bride is late or the groom is late, whatever?
How late are we talking? And why the hell are you late to your wedding?
Crazy. I have been to many weddings where the wedding started at least an hour late, at least an hour late. Like I said, I've only been to one wedding where I was invited, where the wedding started on time.
Really? I've never been to one where it was late, to be honest. I also haven't been to a whole lot of them, but look, here's my opinion. If it's late, it's late. That's a bride and groom. That's their day. So there has to be a reason. There's no freaking way that somebody would just intentionally be late.
Let's talk about that, because Dee even says, I expect every wedding to be a minimum of an hour late. And I'm going to tell you what it is. It's the bride, usually, who is, for whatever reason, taking her time, whatever. The bridesmaids are, they're back there chit-chatting, doing whatever, and peeking out, well, how many people are here? Okay, well, so-and-so. I mean, there is no reason except for the fact that you're being disrespectful to your guests who are coming here for your day. It is your day, but at the same time, you also want people to share your day and not be pissed by the time you come out. There's really no reason for them to be late except for the fact that they're just late. They're just, you know, they get to the church and, you know, I got to have my makeup this way or this. I mean, it's usually the bride's fault.
I mean, it is their special day, but here's the other side to that coin. All right, fine. It's your special day, everything, this and that, you know. I think stuff like that, I don't know if I ever expect them to start on time, but hour or 2 hours is kind of what the hell, you know, because it's hot sometimes, it depends. But if somebody leaves because they have to, they're hot, they're whatever, then that person, nobody in the wedding party should be upset. I think that they should be allowed to leave and let them leave. And it's probably better if they did, if they're aggravated. Anyways, so now if they're part of the wedding party, then, you know, that's different. But if they're in the audience, honest to God, and they leave, just let them leave. Who cares? Like, I don't understand what the problem is.
But as a bride or as a groom, and again, it's usually the bride's fault.
Oh, blame the bride.
It usually is. I'm being honest. It usually is the bride's fault. So, you know, do you have a right to get pissed off at me because I left? I sat there for an hour and a half. I mean, you're going to get mad at me because I left? I mean, I don't want to, you know, and then, you know, and it's like, okay, for instance, okay, perfect example. Let's see, I see A says, I said it's probably just the caliber of weddings. No, I understand that. I'm just saying that I disagree with the cold feet and the gap in the communication. So, see, D says, Bryce says it's good luck for a long hand of the clock going up when the bride comes in, many. Other crazy, you know what, then get married at that time. Get married at an up time and not a down time, you know. So I mean,
if you leave, nobody has a right to tell. First of all, Does that person own you? No. Are you a piece of their property? Absolutely not. If you are in the wedding party, part of the wedding party, first of all, you know that, and the communication was there, right? You know, and that's different because you were a part of that whole shebang, right? But if you are not a party to that wedding and you were just there, listen, if your wedding didn't start, I might have somewhere I gotta go. Maybe I'll be back for your reception because it'll, you know, I'll be back. Let me know when that starts because I'll be back. Or I'm gonna leave. Let me know when that. But if you get mad at me because I left and like it becomes a problem, then I'm gonna stay gone. But I don't, I would probably not, if someone told me it's gonna, I guess it would be common courtesy for them to report that, you know, if someone come out there and say, hey, you know, something happened or this happened. You guys, it's up to you whether you want to wait or go or come back. We'll text everybody or something like that. There has to be some kind of.
That's like true, but once I'm gone and if I'm on my way to get something to eat or I'm on my way home and I the clothes come off, I am not about to get, I'm not going, getting out again. I'm no, once I'm gone, sorry, y'all.
Me too.
So, okay, so let me ask this, and I'm going to the funeral, to the lateness of a funeral. Now, I thought this was so incredibly rude. What? I don't know how true it was, but y'all just tell me if you all think this was rude, because I thought it was incredibly rude. All right. So when Michael Jackson died, and after they did the whole thing at the Staples Center, blah, 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 a couple of days later, they were having some type of service at Forest Lawn where he was being buried or his crypt or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were having this outside service. And it was the middle of June, Southern California. On this particular day, it was really hot. And Elizabeth Taylor was there, a whole bunch of other people there. And it was supposed to start, I think, at 1:30. And the family didn't show up until 3:30. And apparently, Elizabeth Taylor, now she was older then, and some other older people were kind of getting heat stroke, whatever. And so they invited them to come inside where it was cool or whatever. But they were like, where is this? This should have been over with already. We should be on our way home type thing. And the family came late. Now, we're talking 2 hours late. I understand it's your loved one. I understand that this loved one has passed away, whatever. But do you keep people waiting in an inconvenient spot? You know what I mean?
I'm going to be real rude about this one. Listen, that person is gone. They are not going to care.
So. No, I'm talking about the family. I'm talking about the family. Oh, well, the family.
Listen, if it's hot.
I'm talking about the family.
All right. Look, unless I'm in a super cold air conditioning spot where I can, you know, I don't know. Funerals are, I try to avoid them at all costs, but what do you call it? I mean, that's the problem with being late. Why are they late? Are you supposed to care why they're late? If you're going to leave, leave. Does a person have the right to be upset? If they are upset, maybe they can express that, but express it and not so upset. Be like, man, that kind of sucked that you left her. Look, those people that couldn't wait, it sounds to me like some of them shouldn't have been made to wait, could have been detrimental to their health type of shit. You gotta consider everybody's position, not just yours. When you get upset about something, understand both sides of the coin there. That's the whole problem.
This is what I'm saying. So take that funeral that was supposed to be that memorial service that was supposed to be outside. Now you have that wedding that's outside and it's starting late. And, you know, it's hot. Okay. No. People are dressed up and you know, it's like things start to get sticky on you or whatever. It's like it's hot. Are you really, I mean, you know, it's like, do you consider, like you just said, are you taking into consideration that, you know, everybody doesn't have that awning or whatever? I mean, or if it starts raining, I mean, it's like, why are you having people, I mean, they're outside.
I'm laughing because I was just thinking in my head, for every 10 minutes you're late, I'm starting to strip. So if I'm naked by the time you get, if you want me to stay, I'm
going to start taking this stuff. Hey, hey, you know, we'll have a bunch of booty butt naked people there.
You know? Like, I'm sorry, but I'm not. If I start sweating, I'm out. I can't. Then you're miserable. That's miserable.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, are you taking into consideration that, you know, not just the fact that you're rude and it may be your day, but damn, it's also my day too. I don't want to sit up there and have heat stroke and die, you know, at another funeral. You know, I mean,
I'm sorry. That's not funny, but.
Seriously. I mean, and I know someone that I was like 6 years old, going to my great grandmother's funeral and another lady died, her best friend or somebody died at the funeral. You know, so come on.
That's terrible.
It sounds funny, but again, it's like this whole thing, you know, just to come full circle, when you're late, it's like you inconvenience other people. And yes, mm-hmm. you know, people show up late to a movie and just deal with it, whatever. But at the same time, it's like, it's just rude. It's just rude. You know, not only are you coming in late, you're bringing your kid with you that won't stop screaming. The kid has been screaming even when you left the house. The kid was screaming. Why are you even coming into the movie theater? Why are you even there?
Yeah. No. Yeah, it is. And you know what? It's all about common courtesy. That's why I called it bare minimum respect. That's just disrespectful, period. And then people wonder why everybody else is like always not trusting anybody, because you're just like, man, every time I do, and they're like, well, I didn't do anything to you. Not yet. But, you know, like, I don't know. You know, I try not to be like that, too. I also, again, the very first statement I said when I called in was, don't do something you don't want done to you. Don't do something that's going to upset you that you wouldn't like. And if you even partially live by that, you're gonna find a lot less. But it's not like that. People feel entitled, and especially, and I'm not downing anybody with children. I have my child. You need to be respectful for them too, because that sets a standard for them as your children. So if they're screaming and hollering and you don't do anything about it, then those are the kids that also run across their parents at home if they don't do anything about it. If they just sit there and just like letting them, and I've seen this in theaters, letting them go up and down the aisles, kids walking in front of you back and forth, popcorn because they're standing behind you with the popcorn in their hand and they're flinging it all over the place. No. Because I'm going to tell you, if you can't discipline your kids, I'm not going to discipline somebody else's kids, but I'm going to come after you as a parent, because I'm going to turn around and be like, who are your parents? Because if they won't whoop you, I'm going to whoop them and then see if that works. You know, but like, no, like I said, if you don't do anything about it, I'll go get somebody to do something about it, because it's overly disrespectful. It's not that it was just a little bit. It's not that your kids started screaming and you were like, hey. And you grab them, you sit them down, and they're, you know, they're chill. All right. You know, I mean, it happens. They're kids. They're going to do stuff like that. It's when you don't have any consideration for the people around you and just let it continue to happen becomes a problem. And we as people should have more confidence and ability to stand up for ourselves in those situations. A lot of time we're not even allowed to do that, you know, because they're like, oh, you hush. Wait a minute. I'm not the problem. Hold on now. I'm not the problem, you know, or you have another person talking about, what are you talking about? Well, you shut up. So you must like having children screaming behind you. I don't. Oh, well, you can leave. No, they can leave, because I'm not leaving. So like, that's the problem.
So let me ask this, and this is my last question, y'all, and then I'm gonna wind it up. The same things are popping in my head as I'm reading the chat and crazy you're talking. So going back to being ready when the driver's ready, and you know, leaving people behind and they're not ready, isn't that the same expectation that you should have, that treat my treat my willingness to pick you up as if you were on a plane. Yep. Because the plane's going to leave. The train is going to leave.
The boat is going to leave.
It's going to leave. So whether you're there or not, they're going to leave. So shouldn't you expect that? Yep. I'm going to leave, you know, treat me like an airplane. I'm leaving, you know, so.
That's the truth. The same thing about Uber, same thing with all the ride shares, the cabs. If they don't leave, you're getting charged for it. So one way or another, it's not free. If you get mad at me because I left after waiting, whatever, because I'm going to give you a warning too. Sometimes it depends on who it is too. If I don't know you, I'm not giving you no warning. I don't know you like that. That's just too bad. It was courtesy for me to do it and I'm going to leave. But if I do know you, I might give you a little bit of leeway, but I'm not going to give you a whole lot. And it all depends on how much that is or if I did have time. That's all on my discretion now, right? So regardless of how you felt about how I use my discretion, not my problem. And next time, if that's a problem for you, don't ask me. Talking about, well, I'm never going to ask you again. That's fine with me. I'm never going to ride with you again. Okay.
You're right. And A says, my kids and me going to the theater was the same, but I managed the situations with them. If I felt I was losing control, we went out of the theater to determine if we can get it together or we should dip out. Okay. Frankie, thank you very much. That's what it is. You know, either you're going to behave or, you know, yeah, or Ace. I mean, like you said, when we were talking about the show last week, when we were talking about taking your kids into the store before you even get out the car. Don't ask me for shit. You're not getting shit. When we go to the movie theater, do not act up, because if you do, you know, it's like you set those boundaries and expectations before y'all even get into the theater.
Yep. So if they cross them, then do something about it. It kills me when people think, oh, well, that's too bad. No, it's too bad for you, because it's not too bad for me. But I know a lot of people just deal. I'm not one of those people. If I paid money, I'm not going to just deal ever. You know, whatever. People are late. Yes, that's right. Expectations is this. Nobody's going to be like you. Just remember, nobody has the same mentality as you. Period. Don't ever expect that. If you do, you're going to be disappointed a whole lot in life. Mm-hmm. That's all I know.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, guys, this wasn't a Thursday fun, but it was kind of funny. Crazy. Thank you for popping up and talking with me and everyone and Ace and D and Blunt and everybody else. Shelby Power Girl, thank you all for coming. Frankie and the ones that stuck around, the ones that didn't, thank you very much. Minnesota. Guys, there will be no show Monday. No show Monday. But I do want
to. Excuse me. I expect a show on Monday. So
sorry. I have such a busy weekend that on Monday I'm going to be exhausted. I'm shutting everything down on Monday where I'm just going to chill. So, but I do want all the mothers out there and the ones who are not mothers to have a happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody. I always fortunately forget, but
Mother's Day is coming up on the 14th, so happy Mother's Day. But there will be no show on Monday. But on that note, guys, I am going to go out with, and so much for me, this being a short show, but as soon as Miss Crazy came up, you know. I do have a question for you. Okay, so you've come on my show a couple of times. I was on your show. What was it with the name Daddy Crazy? What was that? I've been meaning to ask that. What is that about?
Because guys want to. I was telling. The little crazy guys and dudes on here that want to act up, I was telling them I was going to make them single daddies and they couldn't ask for no child support. Oh, so okay. I was Daddy Crazy.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. You want to stick my tail? I'm gonna give you a baby, but you the single daddy now. Don't ask me for nothing. So.
All right. Well, guys, I'm going to leave you guys with George Michael and Elton John. What is the song? I think it's Don't Let the Sun Come Down on Me. But anyway, guys, enjoy the rest of your day and weekend. And I'll see you guys on Tuesday. Well, that's it, guys. Once again, enjoy your day or weekend wherever you are in the world, and I hope to see you on Tuesday. Bye.